So I called Mino last night.
Can't win them all.
Lose some. It's tough. Win some, lose some.
I called Mino last night and I said, what do we have, sponsor? Is that what you're going to
hear? American Leak Detection.
Okay, good. And I said, I got an idea because there's something that's coming up here this weekend that nobody knows anything about. Nothing. And it is a relatively, we've tried to kind of put it in perspective that college baseball just kind of happens. Like it just kind of like, oh, and it's on TV and you're like, and people are watching it and it gets a little flurry on social media, but nobody knows anything about it. It's just there. Unless you're like...
Do more people watch the Little League World Series than the College World Series?
No.
That's a fascinating question.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I say no. I have no idea.
That is a fascinating question.
Maybe so. But it just kind of happens. Softball's the same way. It just pops up and suddenly it's on TV. And you're like, where did this come from? You didn't even know it was happening.
Right.
Like, if they didn't have the World Series in college baseball or softball, no one would ask a question. We wouldn't be like, hey, man, what happened to that? You wouldn't say, no one would say a word. So the finals of said college baseball World Series are this weekend. And me, and I said this the other day, being a fan of one of the teams that's in there, I'm not a fan of that team because...
You're just a bandwagon because they're in the final.
It's on and they're there. That's it. And they won the other day. They beat the Aggies and we're in a break and I'm looking at Bob. I'm like, congratulations to that guy and the fat guy and the guy with the mustache. I don't know anybody. Nobody knows anything about it. So we thought that we would throw it out to our ticket compatriots. And unbeknownst to them, we had Mino and DJ approach them this morning. And you guys were set up by Mino.
Yes.
And basically the setup was the finals of the College World Series are this coming Saturday, down to the final two teams, in your best announcer voice, you have 40 seconds. Go. Give us a preview.
The College World Series is coming to an end, as we're down to the final two teams. And now, to break down the series, let's lean on the number one sports station in America, The Ticket, to give us the ultimate insight. They break down the teams, the pitching staffs, the home run hitters, the slashers, the dashers, the history, the coaches, and the fans. Here's George Dunham.
Well, it's going to be the Oklahoma Sooners out of the Big 12, one of the top teams of the Big 12, taking on Ole Miss. A lot of people thought they wouldn't even be in the College World Series, but they made, or the NCAA tournament, but they made the field of 64, and they've been kind of a Cinderella team, you might say, as they made it all the way to Omaha. Those two will square off in the best of three for the title.
Craig Miller.
Well, as you know, I'm rooting for Oklahoma. I don't know much about Ole Miss. I do know that these are two very hot teams. I know that Oklahoma has an incredible baseball tradition going back to the time that I played there and pitched in a College World Series. And then Corby followed a couple of years later and was an All-American shortstop. So we're both pulling for the Sooners. We need a national championship. It's been like a week since the school has won a national championship. So that's my take on this weekend's College World Series.
Gordon Keith.
Vagina. That's what we're talking about here. The magical self-lubricating spot of heaven that we all are born from and then try desperately to get back in. It's vagina. Let me hear from you, vagina. 888-787-1310. And Ohio U once again battling Mississippi State in the Vagina Classic. Right here on Sports Radio 1310, the World Series College.
Norm Hitzkus.
Oklahoma and Ole Miss. Looks like the SEC rules baseball too. Good heavens. Oklahoma. Ole Miss, Texas, Texas A&M, Arkansas. God help us if Nick Saban starts coaching baseball. But it's OU and Ole Miss for all of it.
Donovan Lewis.
Energy.
Yeah. Well, the final series in college baseball is Oklahoma versus Ole Miss. And the reason I know that is because it was just being discussed in our meeting room before the show. I feel that Oklahoma had a pretty easy path to the College World Series final, while Ole Miss had to duke it out with Arkansas in a three-game, highly contested series.
How do they know that?
While OU seems to be the favorite, I think this future SEC matchup is going to shape up to be a brutal, brutal rivalry for years and years and years to come, because this is looks to be pretty contentious.
Dave Lane.
Good afternoon, P1s. We're looking forward to the College World Series. Good afternoon, P1s. We're looking forward to the College World Series championship game featuring the Oklahoma Sooners and a team that I don't know right now. Maybe it's the Aggies. Maybe it's someone else. You'll have to watch to find out. Next on a channel.
Bob Stern.
Well, you know what we've seen here. First of all, who's Oklahoma playing? Arkansas? All right, let's go with the premise of Arkansas. You know what I've always found interesting about Arkansas and Oklahoma is, despite their proximity, Mino, they just don't play each other that often in the sport of football. I assume that crosses over to baseball as well. Who knows? But, you know, when you talk about these two teams, they've both been red hot from early May all the way through. In many cases, you could make the case that nobody expected them to get here. But they're kind of feeling like they're the team of destiny. The only thing about that, and the thing we learn in matchups like this, classic matchups like this, only one team is truly a team of destiny. The other team's going to go home heartbroken. So they're going to feel great about their week in Omaha and the Super Regionals and the Regionals before that. But know this, David, only one of them is going to feel great about closing the deal and reaching college baseball immortality in Omaha at the College Baseball World Series. Is it Oklahoma? Is it Arkansas? Find out.
I think it's Ole Miss.
Nobody does college baseball like The Ticket. Sports Radio 96.7, 1310. Enjoy the series.
Wow. So much expert analysis in there.
I can't believe that everyone but this show knew who was playing.
I think the morning show wins.
Yeah, no
Norman
doubt.
Norman Donovan.
That's gambling.
And Gordon.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought that maybe two people would know, maybe, who was playing. Craig, just because of OU, and then maybe one other.
I think my question in all of this, and this, you can answer this, Craig can answer this, or pretty much anybody who, I'm sure Lookaball is exactly the same way. All of you Sooners are exactly the same guy. Not that you're bad. I mean, jeez, I consider you all friends, but here's the question.
Go ahead.
Where would you draw the line? What sport, where one of the participants is wearing a little Sooner outfit, would you say?
I'm not watching.
I still don't care.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Bowling.
I mean, bowling would be pretty cool.
I've always wanted a red
and white ball.
I've always wanted a natty in bowling. Diving,
pickleball.
Yeah. Like
you're going to be strutting around this weekend if you guys win the national title, and you will be telling neighbors that don't care that you've won the softball and baseball national titles.
You know, nobody's done that.
Nobody's done it.
What happened to Gordon? Yeah.
Field hockey? What if it was the field hockey championship?
No. Like girls
cross country?
Soccer, cross country. Like I would watch.
You'd be proud of them, right? The cross country runners at OU, they try very hard to represent the Sooners.
Here's what I would.
What about esports?
Here's what I would watch.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. What about esports?
Golf, tennis, baseball, softball, football, basketball.
There's no way baseball and softball were on this list before this month. There's no way you would say, dude, I think we can win the whole thing.
You asked what I would watch.
Yeah, or take personal pride in. Like,
Yeah, I'm not going to walk around when I'm out of town in Florida. Well, we are going to be in SEC country, and so I might be like, what's up? What's over there? What's going on? Yeah, it'll be fun.
You're going to call that 800 number to buy your national championship College World Series hat.
This Sports Illustrated.
In fact,
the Oklahoma Sooners.
In fact, did I see car flags on your vehicle this today?
You might have, yeah.
God. Are those ironic car flags?
You know what, though?
How many natties you guys got?
Like you said, you're like, man, did A&M play today? Because I got a flurry of A&M baseball Twitter all over, or, you know, just every, it just pops, like I'm saying.
No, they care.
You don't know, it just pops up.
Well, they care, and I follow them because they really care, and you follow your Sooner accounts because they really care.
But I don't follow
OU
baseball.
I just don't consider myself one of them.
You don't follow A&M baseball, do you?
No, but my daughter was watching it, so I,
yeah.
Like, did I fist pump when they got the final out in the Super Regional?
Just eating Pringles to celebrate with the team.
Yeah. It's a weird sport is what I'm saying.
I don't like the fact that you think you can equate how I feel about my daughter going to school with you and Craig.
Yeah, that's not a fair comp. But what I'm saying is it is one of the weirdest sports out there because it is quote unquote one of the big sports, but no one knows anything about it. It is the least well-known sport of the major college sports that are out there by a mile.
Okay, so can you name a Sooner? Do you have a favorite Sooner baseball player?
I don't know one.
How about in the major leagues?
Kyler.
He's my favorite all-time baseball player.
Always has been.
Yeah. Ha!